Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Forward Independence Party candidate Mike Newcomb says he's running for Minnesota governor to give the voters a viable alternative. Newcomb says we no longer have a government that is for the people and by the people.
It is now by the party and their special interests and for the party and their special interest. And neither the Democrats or the Republicans, because of their toxic partisan battles, are able to accomplish anything in this state on behalf of the people.
Newcomb says his only special interest would be the taxpayers who put the $64 billion into the state budget. Republican candidate for Governor Lisa Daymuth is blaming Governor Walz's policies for a new report suggesting Minnesota's economy is falling behind. The findings from the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce show the state is 38th in GDP per capita growth, 40th in labor force growth, and 41st in net migration. Daymuth said about the report, quote, 7 years of Walz policies are hurting Minnesota's economy. This isn't just data. It impacts everyday Minnesotans. The chamber cites high taxes and new labor mandates as key concerns. Speaker Daymuth pledged to cut taxes and reduce mandates, saying, quote, we'll make Minnesota a magnet for business investment and job creation. Give to the Max Day is here. Today is the state's largest 24-hour online giving campaign. GiveMN Deputy Executive Director Jenna Ray says hundreds of schools and nonprofits are taking part in today's event.
We're up just a tick from where we were last year, which tells me that organizations and nonprofits are showing up. They are ready and willing to do the work it takes to make Minnesota's communities bright, and they are counting on you to help power their missions through the coming year and beyond.
Give to the Max Day has raised more than $400 million since 2009. Donations can be made at givemn.org. Minnesota's measles vaccination rate for kindergartners has dropped below 87%, culminating one of the sharpest rate declines in the country. Department of Health epidemiologist Ben Christensen says they noticed a drop in rates after the COVID pandemic.
In that first year during the pandemic, that's when we saw a big decrease in the fully vaccinated rate. And a lot of that had to do with schools just having to prioritize dealing with COVID and reworking their routines in the schools. And so some of the follow-up that our school partners are doing every year got put aside.
The data showed the deepest drops in kindergarten MMR rates have been in private and charter schools. The Minnesota Wild outlasted the Carolina Hurricanes 4-3 in a shootout last night to wrap up a five-game homestand. Goaltender Jasper Walstead stopped three straight shootout attempts, and Matt Boldy scored the game-winning goal. Boldy, Brock Faber, and Matt Zuccarello scored in regulation. The Wild open a road trip tomorrow in Pittsburgh. This is MNN.